Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on his arrival finds him doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is long delayed,' and begins to beat his fellow servants, and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day, and at an unknown hour, and will punish him severely, and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." Taking the advice to stay awake would prevent some summer gardeners from outrageous exclamations like, "My zucchini grew a foot overnight." I've looked down among the tangles of leaves in horrified amazement and said that. The admonition to stay awake can also apply to things other than vegetables, like the development of conscience, a slower process by comparison, so slow that from month to month and even year to year, there seems to be no growth at all. But how does conscience one day appear large and looming out of the tangle of life? Currently, I'm reading the autobiography of Nelson Mandela. In the 1960s, at the height of the apartheid struggle in South Africa, when he was speaking on his own behalf in court, Mandela said, quote, "I would say that the whole life of any thinking African in this country drives him continuously to a conflict between his conscience on the one hand and the law on the other." Conflict, he said, the inevitable conflict between conscience versus what is. Suddenly, all his education and upbringing came to fruition into a life of activism and advocacy for his people. Remember Rosa Parks in our own country? She didn't just decide to sit in the front of the bus one day without any prior preparation. Heroes of conscience develop a strong sense of right and wrong and an urge to do what is morally right, even if it goes against the conventional wisdom of a culture, a society, an institution, or even the company, the business they work for. People of conscience, many of them saints, have also built hospitals and schools. I'd say that before they built the foundations of our country in this way, they first cultivated the gardens of their conscience, studying scriptures, praying, doing small acts of kindness, and being part of a community. They were then ready, when they were called, for the life of activism and advocacy. What about you? Are you staying awake, tilling the soil, planting the seed, watering and weeding, and even harvesting at the right time? It's a constant process, isn't it, of staying awake? It's slow and tedious. And sometimes the zucchinis just get too big, or the weeds don't get pulled. We are not saints. But when you least expect it, the call will come. Will you be ready?